Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading is from Numbers chapter 22, where we find Balaam traveling with the leaders of Moab. We read in verse 22, "But God was angry that he was going, and the angel of the Lord took his stand in the road as an adversary against him. Now he was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his sword drawn in his hand, the donkey turned off from the road and went into the field, and Balaam struck the donkey to guide her back onto the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path of the vineyards, with a stone wall on this side and on that side. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pressed herself against the wall and pressed Balaam's foot against the wall, so he struck her again. Then the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn to the right or to the left. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam. So Balaam was angry and struck the donkey with his staff. Then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, 'What have I done to you that you have struck me these three times?' And Balaam said to the donkey, 'It is because you have made a mockery of me. If only there had been a sword in my hand, for I would have killed you by now.' But the donkey said to Balaam, 'Am I not your donkey on which you have ridden all your life to this day? Have I ever been in the habit of doing such a thing to you?' And he said, 'No.' Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed all the way to the ground. Then the angel of the Lord said to him, 'Why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out as an adversary, because your way was reckless and contrary to me.' But the donkey saw me and turned away from me these three times. If she had not turned away from me, I certainly would have killed you just now and let her live." So Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned, for I did not know that you were standing in the way against me. Now then, if it is displeasing to you, I will turn back." But the angel of the Lord said to Balaam, "Go with the men, but you shall speak only the word that I tell you." So Balaam went along with the representatives of Balak.
A whistle gets our attention quickly, wouldn't you agree? It's used to control unruly behavior, signal the start or finish of an event, or interrupt action. Have you ever considered that God has a whistle? It's not one we hear with our ears, but it's effective in getting our attention and redirecting our life. In today's scripture passage, God used a donkey as his whistle to redirect Balaam, but the man was oblivious until his animal spoke. Although you won't hear a talking donkey, God still has his ways of getting your attention. Sometimes he uses a restless spirit or some vague dissatisfaction with one's life. At other times, it may be a scripture passage or something a person says that causes us to pause. God's whistles come in many forms: illness, financial reversals, tragedies, disappointments, loss, difficulties, or failures. Whatever the situation the Lord uses, our response should be to quickly seek him in prayer. He deserves our undivided attention, but too often we get preoccupied with our circumstances and fail to recognize them for what they are. The next time the Lord interrupts your life in any way, let the situation prompt you to turn to him and seek his guidance.